We had some issues last year with maintaining the cliff in terms of the overgrown foliage. The cost of the initial clearance, which was done by men hanging off ropes, was in excess of £12,000. So we looked at ways we could do it in a more effective way, a more sustainable way, and hence the reason we now have 8 bag of goats on the cliffs.
So how will they help the cliffs?
They keep the species of vegetation down to a bare minimum. However, they will enable growth. The root structure will grow. The grass will probably come through because it's their less favourite of the vegetation that's up there. They will help trample down. We did have an issue with rats on the cliff, so this is one of the reasons to keep this this area nice and clean and the vegetation as low as possible.
What sort of reaction have you had to the idea?
It's been quite positive. It was originally thrown out there as an idea. We developed the project plan and, yeah, it's been very positive all round, really. Most people are keen. It's maybe a bit of a tourist attraction to come and see the goats at Cromer. And they've been effectively used by quite a few number of organisations right across the country.
They're a bit shy at the moment, aren't they?
They're a little bit shy, yes. We've just moved them from a place. We had them on a piece of land in Kelling for the last 3 to 4 weeks. So they're a little bit shy. But hopefully they'll come back down to the bucket so we can keep an eye on them, and we'll be in here every day, making sure that they're all well looked after. But they have plenty of food, as you can see up there this morning, so yeah.
I was going to say, they've got plenty to eat up there.
Oh, plenty to eat, yes. We'll be keeping an eye on that. We obviously, if they look like they're running out of food up there, although there looks plenty there at the moment, obviously we have other parcels of land which we need to graze and which we can utilise, so we can utilise them on several parts of North Norfolk District Council land.
As we stand here today, people have been sort of really keeping an eye on them.
Yes, no, we've had a few people this morning wondering what's going on. A few people expected them and were ready for them coming. A few people taking photos, but most of the comments we've had have been very positive and looking forward to seeing the effect they have.